This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Bhua Parva celebrations begin in Sudarpashchim province. Nepali Congress leader Prakash Man Singh holds a meeting with CPN Maoist Centre Chair Prachanda today, proposing Sher Bahadur Deoba become Prime Minister in the first phase. And Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi cautions India amid China coronavirus surge. Now, the news in detail. Bhua Parva celebration has started in the hilly and mountainous districts including Bajura, Bajang and Achham districts of Sudarpashchim province. The festival is marked a day before Pushyausi, the festival that falls on the new moon day in the Nepali month of Paus. According to the lunar calendar, celebrates the victory of the Pandavas over the Kauravas in the epic battle at Kurukshetra in the Vedic age. In recent years, the festival is also celebrated in the districts of Kailali and Kanchanpur of the Sudarpashchim province. It is the second largest festival after Dasain to be observed with much fanfare in these districts. People on the occasion play a set of five traditional musical instruments named Bhuo. Men, in particular, dance displaying traditional weapons including kukri and swords in their hands. Likewise, people keep vigil throughout the night and sing songs embodying the sagas of the battle between the Pandavas and the Kauravas. At the onset of the festival, they also march carrying flaming torches. Madhav Prasad Joshi of Khaptar Channa Rural Municipality 5 said that the festival is being observed in the Nepali community since the beginning of the Indus Valley Civilization. Nepali Congress leader Prakash Man Singh held a meeting with the CPN Maoist Centre Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda at the latter's residence in Kumaltar today. During the meeting held this morning, the duo discussed issues of government formation among others. Though an agreement has been reached among the ruling coalition parties to form a new government, they have not been able to forge a consensus on the issue of leadership. Saying that Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba had led the election government, Dahal said that he should get a chance to lead the to-be-formed government. Whereas leader Singh's press coordinator, U.P. Lamichhane, said Singh proposed Dahal to be the prime minister in the second phase on the basis of power sharing. Dahal, however, turned down Singh's proposal. Dahal has been preparing to take dialogues with the CPN-UML ahead if the Nepali Congress did not propose him as the Prime Minister. On Thursday, Dahal had urged Deoba to help him become the Prime Minister. Newly elected members of the House of Representatives Mahindra Rai Yadav and Ram Kumar Rai have taken the oath of office and secrecy. Senior-most House of Representatives member Pasupati Samsher Rada administered oath to the duo amid an event organized today at the Federal Parliament Secretariat at Singha Darbar. Others present on the occasion were Secretariat Secretary General Dr. Bharat Raj Gautam and the Secretary and other employees. Others newly elected 270 House of Representatives members took oath yesterday at the Federal Parliament building in New Baneswar. Out of the 275 elected House of Representatives members through the recently concluded election, two more remained to take oath due to personal reasons. The Secretariat said they would take oath at their convenient time. The government has prepared the Strategic Action Plan for Visit Nepal Decade 2023-2032 with a target to bring 3.5 million tourists and create 1 million additional jobs in the country's tourism industry. The action plan has also stated to revive the tourism industry in the stage of pre-coronavirus infection within 2 years. A five-member task force formed by the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation under the leadership of tourism expert Prachandaman Shrestha submitted its report to Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Jivanram Shrestha yesterday, suggesting the government conduct tourism promotional events in all seasons in the country. Receiving the report, Minister Shrestha said that the concept of a tourism decade was proposed to realize the need for a long-lasting idea for tourism revival as the country's tourism sector suffered badly due to COVID-19 pandemic in the past 3 years. As shared, the action plan has incorporated integrating Nepal's geographic, natural, environmental, social, cultural and religious diversities with the tourism sector and declared special touristic sites on the basis of tourism feasibility while developing infrastructures in this sector. Likewise, public, private and community sectors' cooperation and partnership are highlighted in the action plan for the promotion and development of the tourism sector. Normal life in the districts in the Tarai region has been badly affected due to thick fog and cold wave. Thick fog has blanketed the region since early morning today, while the cold wave has also occurred. The days were sunny despite the dense fog in the morning till last week. The weather is severely cold with little to no sunshine since yesterday. Locals complained that the normal life in the communities has been affected due to the thick fog and cold waves, and the people have been staying indoors to keep themselves warm. The poor people are forced to pass their time without warm clothes. Likewise, a limited number of vehicles are seen on the roads, and so is the mobility of people. Similarly, the morning shifts of schools and campuses have been affected due to cold wave. With the beginning of the cold wave, the elderly citizens are the receiving end, while the farmers are worried about the bitter cold might have an adverse effect on agricultural products, mostly green vegetables and potatoes. Meanwhile, the number of patients suffering from cold-related ailments too have also increased in several settlements. Chief of Province Hospital Malangowa, Dr. Naval Kishore Jha, said more patients with respiratory ailments, including colds and pneumonia, have visited the hospital due to a biting cold. The production from Hetauda Cement Factory, which was halted for around 1 month, has resumed. Industry's Deputy General Manager Nabin Kumar Karna said the production stopped after its pre-filter fan and the electric motor broke down, adding that the production resumed from yesterday after a repair. Established in 2032 Bikram Sambat by the government, the factory started commercial production in 2043 Bikram Sambat. Locals had complained that the cement dust had affected their health and other normal life. Cement's general manager Basantaraj Pandey said the problem has been resolved now. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged people to start wearing masks again as the country steps up surveillance of COVID cases. Mr. Modi held a review meeting yesterday amid a surge in cases in China, which has put India on alert. The Prime Minister called for increased testing and encouraged a return to COVID-appropriate behavior. India has relaxed its COVID rules, including mask wearing, earlier this year, after a drop in infection levels. The country witnessed two deadly waves in 2020 and 2022, and the government had come under heavy criticism for its handling of the second wave into summer of 2021, when thousands died amid a lack of oxygen supplies and critical medicines. While there was no reason to panic, the Prime Minister cautioned against complacency and urged citizens to take all necessary precautions. According to the government data, India currently has around 3,400 active coronavirus cases, but reports of the surge in China have created a sense of fear among many people. The United States has accused North Korea of supplying battlefield missiles and rockets to the Russian mercenary group Wagner for use in Ukraine. The White House said the shipment violated United Nations Security Council resolutions and that it would announce further sanctions on Wagner. Both North Korea and Wagner have denied the reports. The group has also been active recently in Syria and African countries and has repeatedly been accused of war crimes and human rights abuses. The White House says the mercenary group took delivery of infantry rockets and missiles from North Korea. The Wagner group is believed to have first gone into action during Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast there will be partly to generally cloudy in hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country, with chances of light snowfall at few places of the far western, high mountainous region of the country. Currently, there is a partial influence of the western low pressure system over the country. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 4.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 18.2 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Bhuwa Parva celebrations begin in Sudhir Paschim province. Nepali Congress leader Prakash Man Singh holds a meeting with CPN Maoist Centre Chair Prachanda today, proposing Sher Bahadur Deoba become Prime Minister in the first phase. And Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi cautions India amid China coronavirus surge. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.